Vice President. The Philippines thanks the Special Rapporteur for the report and recommendations. With over 100,000 registered NGOs, the Philippines is one of the most open and vibrant civic spaces in the world. This is a result of an enabling political legal environment that recognizes the role of an empowered civil society as a watchdog and partner in development. The Philippine Constitution, itself a product of civic activism, provides for the right of people's organizations to pursue their interests within the democratic framework through peaceful and lawful means. We also have a favorable legal foundation for the inflow of ODA that continues to benefit civil society. The right to peaceful assembly and association is vital to democracy. Upholding it also means protecting the civic space from the few that exploit it to advance an unlawful agenda. The 2022 Global Terrorism Index cites the Philippines as one of the top 20 countries most impacted by terrorism. The Anti-Terrorism Act of 2020 reinforces the legal framework to protect our people from the menace of terrorism. Streamlining financial flow governance is critical in this context. Failure to do so would have led to the grey listing of the Philippines by the FATF, with damaging consequences to the economy and to the most vulnerable in our society. This law applies to everyone and is replete with safeguards to ensure that human rights is protected at all times. In developing countries, an important source of funding for CSOs is development assistance. Could the Special Rapporteur, sir, provide examples of best due diligence practices by donor countries to ensure that aid provided in good faith does not fall into the hands of bogus CSOs or worse, non-state actors that serve as fronts of terrorist organizations? Thank you.